Today, the Springfield mayor is a busy man. Mercy Medical is announcing new programs and associated funding. Select Hamden County Stop and Shop locations have free masks for you, the preferred kind. And our towns and cities are rolling out the parking bans. I'll run them down for you.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Enjoy the warm weather. We had 2 days of it, turning our entire region into pure mush. Well, that's over for now, and the cold stuff comes back today and tomorrow at least. Here's the entire grisly forecast. Morning sleet and freezing rain for your Friday. Afternoon sleet and snow showers in the picture as well. The highs will be between 30 and 34 degrees. The winds northeast, 5 to 10. Tonight, clearing and breezy, lows 10 to 16 degrees. And for Saturday, well, mostly sunny, breezy, and a high between 22 and 26 degrees. I should mention this is Friday, February 4th, 2022. Springfield Museums present the photography exhibit, Front Row Center, Icons of Rock, Blues, and Soul, February 12th through May 1st, in the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. The photographs of Larry Hulst capture the freewheeling energy of live music and the enduring visual spectacle of some of rock's greatest performers, from Joplin and Hendrix to Bowie and Lauryn Hill. Front Row 70, images of legendary musicians and singers across three genres and generations. Now, the exhibition charts Hulst's extraordinary path through the pulsing heart of the most exciting live music of the last century, showcasing a unique visual anthology of rock, blues, and soul music from 1970 to 1999. Sounds to me like there'll be something for everybody in this. Now, these images, which have been featured on album art and Rolling Stone spreads, convey Hulst's lifelong passion for the magnetism, immediacy, and unpredictability of live music. Photos that also document unforgettable voices of funk, punk, and beyond. Front Row Center grants visitors a remarkable view of some of the most memorable performances in popular music history. The Springfield Museums will offer Front Row Center as a bilingual exhibition with text in Spanish and in English. The experience of viewing the photographs will also be enhanced by audio and video features within the gallery, as well as an interactive photo opportunity. Today at 10:30 a.m. at Pena Lopez Auto Repair, 961 East Columbus Avenue, Springfield Mayor Sarno and the City ARPA team will join with State Rep Carlos Gonzalez to highlight the City of Springfield's local ARPA RFP awards. This will be, as I said, at Pena Lopez Auto Repair, 961 Columbus. Pena Lopez Auto Repair RFP application was recently approved and awarded $75,000. Congratulations to them. Further, the colleges that the Springfield Public Schools Central High School student athletes have committed to are Aaron Jones Temple, Brendan Guy Williams College, Travis Gauss Springfield College, Jaden Boyd Franklin Pierce, my alma mater, Mekhi Abdul Hakim Bluefield State College. So please join the City of Springfield and the Springfield Public Schools in congratulating these young men and all of the student athletes in their hard work in their future achievements. Mercy Medical Center has received 3 separate grants totaling some $273,000 to support a variety of community issues identified in the hospital's 2019 Community Health Needs Assessment. The first grant totals $90,000, and that will support the Public Health Institute of Western Mass through the Youth Mental Health Coalition and Live Well Springfield. The second grant, totaling $50,000, will help wayfinders in providing assistance to residents to sustain health, well-being, and housing, especially in light of challenges tied to the COVID pandemic. Now, the third grant, totaling $132,000, will be used to support 2 programs that offer mental health services, GRIT, Grow, Reimagine, Inspire, Transform, Holyoke, and the Safe Haven program in Westfield. Now, every 3 years, Trinity Health Hospitals conduct a CHNA with community partners using data and community input to measure the relative health and well-being of a community. In Ludlow, Police Lieutenant David R.G. Irwin informs us at approximately 3:55 p.m. Wednesday, the Ludlow Police Department was made aware of a rumor regarding school violence involving the Ludlow High School. Well, members of the Detective Bureau initiated an investigation to identify the source and determine the credibility of the rumor. Working with cooperation from Ludlow High School administrators, the Ludlow Police Department was able to trace the rumor back to its source, identified as a student of the Ludlow High School, and that no threat existed. Tisk tisk. Now this Saturday, certain Stop and Shop stores in Hamden County have a free N95 mask for you. First come, first served basis, of course, and a limit of 3 per person. So here are the stores involved. 28 Lincoln Street, Holyoke. 2265 Northampton Street, Holyoke. 672 Memorial Drive, Chicopee. And 935 Riverdale Street, West Springfield. Now, federal officials do say that N95 masks give better protection against the Omicron variant over cloth face coverings. And with the funky weather in store, here come the parking bans. Ready? East Hampton, no street parking 1 a.m. Friday morning to 1 a.m. Saturday morning. Granby, no on-street parking from 10 p.m. Thursday night to 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Orange, no on-street parking from 12 a.m. Friday morning to 7 a.m. Saturday morning. From December 1 to April 1, no on-street parking between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. It gets busier in Pittsfield. Parking restrictions will be in place from 7 a.m. Friday morning to 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, between 7 a.m. Friday and 7 a.m. Saturday, parking is allowed on the even side of the street. Between 7 a.m. Saturday and 7 a.m. Sunday, parking allowed on the odd side of the street. Residents around downtown are encouraged to use the McKay Street parking garage for free overnight parking. Well, all right, friends, I want to thank you for being with us for our programs during this work week. I hope you can kick back a little bit during the course of the weekend. If you can't, well, we understand and we respect you for it. Our next new program will be Monday morning, of course, straight up online at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day. Bundle up, stay warm, stay safe, stay healthy. Pioneer Valley Radio brings you Brad Shepherd today. I am he, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.